Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A 38-year-old Ketchikan man faces a charge of second-degree murder for stabbing death. KRBD Radio reports Daryl Taylor Ryan is charged with killing 31-year-old Aaron Dixon. Ryan told Ketchikan police he stabbed Dixon after he felt threatened by the younger man. Police Friday evening took a call of men fighting at a home and found Dixon with stab wounds to his upper body. An adult and four children also were at the home. Officers performed CPR and emergency responders transported Dixon to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Sergeant Andrew Bernstein says officers recovered a bloody kitchen knife with an 8-inch blade. Police found Ryan at another home and arrested him. He's currently being jailed at the Ketchikan Correctional Center. Two Juneau judges are both retiring this summer, but it's unclear if applications will be immediately accepted for both seats or just one. The Alaska court system hopes to upgrade one of the seats to deal with increases in the numbers of serious criminal and civil cases. Juneau District Court Judge Thomas Nave is retiring June 29th. Nave was appointed to the bench in 2010. After nearly 7 years on the bench, Juneau Superior Court Judge Luis Menendez is retiring on the same day as Judge Nave. Doug Wooliver, Deputy Administrative Director for the Alaska Court System, says they're proposing legislation to upgrade the district court seat being vacated by Nave to a Superior Court seat. Wooliver says Superior Court cases are bottlenecked at the Diamond Courthouse.
The Superior Court handles felons and district court misdemeanors in the criminal arena, and Superior Court does all family law matters and probate matters and things like that. So, you know, sometimes district court cases can also be very, very complex. But in general, Superior Court work is more time-intensive and more complex than district court work.
Meanwhile, applications are being accepted until February 2nd for the Superior Court seat being vacated by Menendez. Applicants must have worked as a lawyer in Alaska for the last 5 years. And there are now three finalists on the shortlist to fill the state Senate seat left vacant by Mike Dunleavy. Dunleavy is a Wasilla Republican who resigned so he could focus on his gubernatorial campaign after representing Senate District E for the past 5 years. The district includes northern parts of the Matanuska-Susitna borough and a section stretching from Delta Junction to Valdez. The three finalists include George Rauscher, the sitting House representative for District 9, Todd Smolden, who works as a teacher in Anchorage, and Tom Bruand, who, according to his Facebook page, works for Ripe Harvest, a Christian-based organic food organization. Governor Bill Walker will pick one of those three, but his appointment is subject to confirmation by Republicans in the Senate. The deadline for Walker's pick is February 14th. Latest forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies for tonight. High today about 40 degrees, low tonight about 30 degrees with some patchy freezing fog in the valley. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.